Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday. Yes, it is Monday. Not M-U-N-C. Some people, they say it's Monday. M-U-N-D-Y. No, no, no. It's Monday. Monday as in mundane day. Monday is supposed to be cool, quiet, calm, collected. Right, Jay Bird?
That's yeah, how it we're kicks off. To... It kicks off the week. It sets the tone for the rest of the week. Whenever there's a holiday on a Monday, I feel like my week is thrown off and not in a good way.
You don't have too long to wait for that. Isn't that stupid Columbus Day? Isn't that a couple of weeks away?
Sure.
It should be American Indian Day or Native or something day.
Which anyway, was what that day was Friday or Thursday of last week? That day was one of the days last week.
I canceled it in favor of having it on Columbus Day. All right, I didn't. I notified all the newspapers that we would not be celebrating it. Last week, we'll do it in place of that ridiculous celebration that's had for the guy who was responsible for the death of more Native Americans than perhaps anybody else other than Custer. So we'll take that under advisement, all right? As we can take a lot of other things under advisement. Yeah, I sound like I have a cold because I still have the remnants. And I sound like I had a cold on Friday after I had been out.
At first, but then as you were talking a little bit more, it kind of went away.
Yeah, it'll go away. This is the result of me being out in the rain, the pouring rain. It was Thursday. I had to go pick up some things for the farm and load them on my truck, and I was outside in the rain for an hour or so. And this is what will happen, even to the strongest of all of you. If you get wet and then you don't get dry, your body absorbs all of that wet cold, and it doesn't like it. So if you got a lot of great vitamin C around, some standard process things, echinacea, blue and green and gold, well, there's all kinds of stuff that you can take that'll shake this sort of thing and get you prepared for the next wet misery, which for those of you who are listening in Florida, best be prepared for the next round. Tropical Storm Ian rumbling through the Caribbean. It didn't do a lot. Well, it's just wet and messy and windy. There was a state of emergency when you get down into some of these areas in the Caribbean. We know what happened in Puerto Rico last week and same sort of thing. It just is that time of year. And the news media makes more of it sometimes than is necessary. But the other side of that, for something like this, it's better to be prepared. Remember the old Girl Scout motto? Well, you were a Girl Scout, right, Jay?
I was for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was be prepared, right? Wasn't that the motto?
Be prepared. I think it was something like that.
Yeah, I think that was what it was. Okay, so anyway, you got that to be careful about. The only thing I know about the football season is that the Patriots lost to the Ravens. That's about it. What happened in Cleveland? You must know what happened.
Well, yeah, we played Thursday. We beat the Steelers.
You did? We did? Why do people say we when they're talking about you didn't play, did you?
Because it's our team. It's like the fan base and the team and the city. Because when we talk about it with like sports fanatics, when we talk about our teams, we're not just talking about the team specifically. We're talking about our city. Our city won. Cleveland beat Pittsburgh. We won.
It's like a war. All right, get the guns out. Cleveland's going down the Mississippi. What's the river? That's the Ohio River that goes into Pittsburgh, right? That's the river that goes from,
the Cleveland Cleveland River that we have is Cuyahoga, the Cuyahoga River.
Yeah, I know. But what goes into, there's a river in Pittsburgh, and I can't remember what the name of the Pittsburgh River is. It goes right through the heart of Pittsburgh. Man, I feel like I should remember that name. Anyway.
It's not the Allegheny, is it?
Yeah, it is. I think it is the Allegheny. You're right about that. So let's see. What else? There are lots and lots and lots of Halloween decorations around because we're only a month away from Halloween. Today's the 26th. So if you add 4 days, well, it's a month. 4 days. What day of the week is Halloween on this year? I think it's a Saturday.
Monday.
It's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, so it's 5 weeks from today. Halloween 5 weeks from today. And so after that, it's another 4 weeks to Thanksgiving. And then after that, it's another 5 weeks to Christmas. So Santa Claus is coming to town. There are Christmas. Yeah. I was in a Rite Aid. No, it wasn't in yesterday. I don't know. It was in one of the drugstores. And I saw Christmas decorations already appearing in the stores.
Whoa, Halloween decorations.
Christmas decorations. Wow.
I don't mind speeding things up for decorations, but can we please just focus on one thing at a time? Like, let's do Halloween, and then we'll get to Thanksgiving, and then we'll get to Christmas, and then 1 week after Christmas, it's the New Year.
And then it'll be spring. I get my seeds in February, so we'll start planting. That'll be okay. Here's some good news. University of Cincinnati grad student has invented an adjustable brace for young patients who need to reposition their curved spines. And because we're talking about it because he won a prestigious award for her design. Young genius. Every day there are lots of people in America who have a horrible time because of scoliosis. It's curvature of the spine. I'm sure everybody knows somebody who has this problem. And because it happens usually with most people after, before puberty, when you're a youngster, advancements in the braces that are needed to help, I'm sitting up straighter, to help straighten you out, have not been made. So let's see, I'm looking at what I remember seeing people in the gym, you know, when you go into the locker room,
and you'd have to kind of wait in line and your back would be examined to see if you had any inkling of scoliosis or not.
Well, there's the, there's that stuff. And then there's what you see if you are playing some athletic thing, right? When you're changing your clothes and stuff. They would never say, they didn't in my school, they would say you couldn't play, but you had to have a doctor's certificate. Doctor had to say, you could play this, you could play that, you could do this, you could do that. But I remember seeing how these things looked. They looked so cumbersome. So anyway, this fellow, Sanji Z, won the American James Dyson Award for creating a very novel approach. It's called the AIRY, A-I-R-Y. It's a breathable, comfortable, adjustable brace that accommodates as you're growing, you know, you're still obviously growing when you're a teenager. So this thing can be adjusted so you wear it for 3 years. This young person has even, has worked on something that makes it a recyclable. You can give it or sell it to somebody else to use. Right?
And I love seeing stuff like this, especially from grad students.
Yeah, me too.
She's working on something that's not just going to further her development on her own, but she's helping other people. The fact that this is something that hasn't even been created as of before she did it, and now it's something that will help others, but it grows with them. And we always hear about this, especially when it comes to prosthetics and young children who get prosthetics because they're so expensive, but then the younger you are, the earlier you need them. You're still growing. And you have to go through multiple
prosthetic.
Is there a different word than prosthetics that I'm thinking of? Whenever it's in the multiple.
Not that I can think of, but maybe.
The fact that they can start growing with the person is just astounding.
Mm-hmm. So the sideline here is that it was invented by a Chinese student who's going to the University of Cincinnati, and people will ask, if they haven't already asked, why do we have Chinese students coming to our country when they're doing all these horrible things to us? Well, it's the government who's doing the horrible things. There are a lot of Chinese people who come to this country, and like people come from other parts of the world, this is the debate, the discussion, and kind of the ignorance that applies to the people who just say, well, we have to stop all immigration. We have to stop the illegal immigration. We have to stop people coming in like ants on an anthill who just want to come in here to suck off the public teat, as it were. And that's not what this young woman is going to contribute to the world. Obviously, already has. And so the thing will be whether we keep her here or whether she comes to this country. Here's where the question will be. She gets an education and then she goes back to China. And the Chinese take I don't know, is it advantage? They help her make this or they take it. You know, in China, there are no such thing as patents. People don't invent things there. They may come up with an idea and then the state owns it. There are no, it's not like here where you, it's like Shark Tank, you know. There was, mm-hmm. By the way, that was, did you see the live Shark Tank on Friday? What
no.
A great show it was. It was fabulous. It really was. I think it's the first time they've ever done a live one because it takes a lot of editing usually to get the thing put together. At any rate, they had an audience, and it was fun. The reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of things that are brought in there, not just from Americans, but people all around the world want to come on to Shark Tank. And they come up with some ideas. This is a perfect idea for Shark Tank, frankly, because then somebody can get behind it. And then when you do a medical thing, it's like the drug companies. They patent things for a while, and then after that, it becomes public. It's like songs after a number of years. They become public domain, and anybody can make them. But for the first, I think, 10, 12 years, you own a patent, and you can enjoy whatever revenue comes out of the idea that you had to make life better. In this case, this is certainly better, and something that should be lauded. Something that should be embraced. It'll be very interesting to see who it is that comes to this young woman and says, okay, we want to buy this from you. We want you to, you own it. You have the patent. Some smart lawyer has gotten to her, I'm sure, by now and said, okay, you've got to patent this idea so that you can sell it, and that'll put you on easy street for the rest of your life. That's how it works. At any rate, just I know that because of my attitude towards the Chinese government, I don't have a lot of room for being open-minded, and because I know what the system is, the fact that this young lady is here, she probably ought to stay here. You know what I mean? So I wonder how hard it would be. Probably not so hard. She had to get a visa to go to University of Cincinnati anyway. Yeah. And when you come in, see, that's the right way to do it. You come in, you prove what you're all about. You got education in mind, and then you go to it and look at what how we benefited from this. Good. Good for her and good for this. It's, what is it, 18? It's 18 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
From Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
There's a study that came out this week about the lack of young farmers and how concerning it is for the agricultural industry. The business of farming in many of our Midwestern states contributes billions of dollars to the economy in states, whether it be big ag or local and regional food suppliers, the smaller, medium-sized farmers. The decline is dramatic.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of drama and things being dramatic, 23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program Monday, the legends of rock and roll have had an auction. You see this, Jay? Elvis guitar for sale. Mm-hmm. Jimi Hendrix
guitar. So many guitars.
Right. And so we're going to find out what went for what. Or what they will. I don't think they've had the whole thing yet, have they?
Online auction. Yeah, I think bidding opens in a couple weeks.
Well, it's still that far down the road. Well, this is, so you will go, we'll have the information so you can be prepared to put aside your $250,000 to bid on one of these monogrammed guitars, right? Or some bathrobe or something in the dress. Yeah, all this stuff is on sale. This is probably in conjunction with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebration, because these are all legends of rock and roll. We'll talk about some of the potential here in just a moment. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
You should have had it locked down, jailbird.
There it is. Elvis. Elvis with his guitar, rocking in the jailhouse. Everybody in the whole cell block dancing to his guitar in the jailhouse rock. All right, so just because you buy one of these, that doesn't mean you're going to be able to play the guitar. It's how the hands and the mind work. Elvis was pretty good at it. Jimi Hendrix was better,
I think.
Much better. Although I didn't care for his style, but he was really, he was a legend when it came to the guitar. Elvis was a legend because he was Elvis. That was, Jimi Hendrix. Well, Jimi was one of the three or four, the 27 club. You know, Jimi Hendrix,
Saturday's 27. Yeah, didn't make it past their 27th birthday.
Yeah, Jimmy Morrison,
Kurt Cobain.
Yep, right, exactly.
So many. And Kurt Cobain, his guitar is actually an acoustic guitar as part of this whole Legends of Rock and Roll auction as well.
So they'll bring, many will bring a quarter of a mil or more. These are old, like the Elvis 1975 Martin D28 guitar. I don't know anything about guitars. So I'll take your word for it. Let's see here. Guitars from Paul Stanley of Kiss, Tom DeLonge, The Cure's Robert Smith. So if you don't care about that, then there are also going to be things like James Brown's monogram dressing room robe and slippers, Rick James' custom-made stage-worn snake jumpsuit. Now, there's a Johnny Cash's 14-karat bracelet. Now, that'd be something to go for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's coming up October 15th, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, dogs and cats need positive attention, but they will seek negative attention if necessary. If you are too busy to include playtime in your schedule every day, your pet will undoubtedly react by doing something, anything, to get your attention, being chewing the sofa leg or eliminating on the rug or jumping up on everyone when they come to the house. Naturally, you will punish your pet for this behavior, which will create the sought-after contact between you, as unpleasant as it may be. You know, negative attention syndrome, or what so many people describe as animals acting spiteful, quickly reverses itself once the pet is a positive outlet for his energy. It's the quality of time that you spend together that's important, not the quantity. You know, a lot of people will call me up and they say, listen, my dog doesn't listen to me at all, but if I yell at him, the dog really responds. Well, just like young kids, if they're not getting positive attention, they'll respond to negative attention. Any attention is better than no attention at all. That's why it's important to pay a lot of attention to your dogs or cats when they're doing everything right. Oh, more next.
Welcoming back into our fold Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part at least to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Stock futures are falling again Monday morning. On Friday, U.S. stocks ended in the red, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing down 1.6% and all major indexes posting weekly losses as inflation continues to rage. Tropical Storm Ian is expected to intensify into a hurricane on Monday and possibly into a high-end Category 4 as early as midweek. It will approach Florida's west coast Wednesday morning. The United States is seeing more evidence that Russia is struggling in its invasion of Ukraine and has warned Moscow that there would be catastrophic consequences if it were to use nuclear weapons. As more and more countries are voting conservative in Europe, conservative leader Giorgia Meloni has claimed victory in Italy's election and is set to become the country's first female prime minister. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Stephen's Good Day Show.
So here's a focus on a young scientist, Jay, who worked in the jungles of Thailand, who's now been awarded a national prize for his invention of a $2 paper microscope.
So that the scientists don't have to haul all of the heavy equipment.
A $2 paper microscope? I would like to see how that works.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okie dokie, 34 after the hour on September the 26th. It's Monday morning. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner here to celebrate today, going from one thing to another. Okay, this is a good way to start this half hour's conversation. The actor John Cena, he was the bad guy, kind of turned good guy in the last Fast and Furious movie earlier this year. Played the brother to, what's his face? And apparently, well, they brought Cena in because, because The Rock doesn't like, what's his face?
There's a whole big thing, yeah, because they did the Hobbs and Shaw spinoff film, and there was, like, allegedly they didn't get permission from Vin Diesel to go do that or whatever. I don't know. Some whole big thing, and then Vin put out this public display of affection in a post of, like, brother, let's do this. We need to close this out properly and stuff. Right. And Dwayne Johnson was like, I'm done.
All right, see you later. Anyway, so John Cena has added another record to his belt. He's a very accomplished WWE fighter, and he's become a decent actor. I think he's got a good presence. People think he's friendly and heavy.
Oh, he's so enjoyable.
Pretty stupid movie. The thing about the beer going up his butt. Did you see that movie? I don't know why I went to see it.
Yeah, Blockers. Such a funny film. Yes. That's a great one.
Yes. Anyway, so Cena holds the world record now for the most wishes granted through Make-A-Wish, which is from the Guinness Book of World Records. Foundation helps fulfill the wishes of children who are either, from young children into late teen years, young children who have been diagnosed with some kind of critical illness.
Mm-hmm.
So Cena has been the most requested celebrity for the Wish program, and he's done 650 of these wishes for children who want to meet him.
Isn't that incredible?
Cool.
He started his
fabulous
first the first time he granted for Make-A-Wish was in 2002. In 2012, he did the foundation's 1,000th wish. So with 650 fulfilled wishes, and apparently nobody has passed the 200 wishes mark in their 42-year existence. So he is not only the top wish maker, he is like by a landslide.
Yeah, right. It'd be interesting to see a list of the most frequently requested people, like how many people request the president, somebody like that, that wants, or some other, some singer, somebody who's well known. I think I heard that the Donnie Wahlberg or the Wahlbergs were requested a lot. And I can see Donnie. I don't know about Mark. Have you ever watched that TV show about the Wahlbergers? It's called The Wahlbergs, but the Wahlbergers.
My husband watched it back when it was on, and I'd catch it every now and then. It's
on,
enjoyable enough.
Yeah. Well, the family's likable, for sure.
Yeah, and then Donnie and Jenny McCarthy had their own reality show for a short-lived period.
Yes.
Of time. What was it, Donnie Loves Jenny or something like that?
Yeah, I
think that they're getting another turn at a reality show again.
Yeah. They're likable folks. All right, on the likable department, I guess it depends on your politics. I have an item about Liz Cheney, and I have an item about Donald Trump. Which shall I do first, do you think?
Donald Trump?
All right, Trump first. There's a book that's been written about Donald Trump, written by a New York Times reporter named Maggie Haberman, who's been around. Let's put it that way. She's actually one of Trump's favorites, which I get a kick out of. He says, quote, "I love being with her. She's like my psychiatrist."
So this is a book written by, like, a friend, in a way.
Well, in a sense, I suppose, yeah. That's she was nice. Friendly.
It's hard to find.
Trump's going to have a hard time finding friends in the New York Times, you can be sure of that.
But I just feel like whenever there's a book written about somebody else by somebody else, it's never in a favorable light. It's always, I don't know, it's kind of an experience.
We're going to out him.
Yeah, something like that. And so, and even regardless of if it's Trump or not, just seeing a book written from somebody about somebody else that is actually on the on friendly terms, that's really refreshing. I like that.
How many people have you heard Trump say, "I love being with her"? You don't hear that very often. Or vice versa. Somebody saying, "Oh, I love being with Trump." At any rate, I mean, you can love him or like him or want to be president or whatever, but most of the people that I know him, I don't know him. I met him once. No, twice. I met him twice. And he's friendly enough. He wanted to know about my sandwich at Mar-a-Lago, and he was friendly to the group who were there. They're all big supporters of his. But in the circumstances that he's in now, every morning, what does he wake up thinking? When somebody's got that kind of stuff rolling around in their lives, what do you wake up thinking every morning? Huh? What's going to happen to me today? So in the book, there's not much. There's teases that are coming out. I'm going to guess this book, and I don't know for sure, because I haven't seen a publication date anywhere. It's probably out some. There's got to be a publication date someplace. Anyway, I'm sure it'll be around for Christmas. She says, Haberman says, that she wrote the book. She was often asked as she was writing it to decipher Trump's actions. She says, quote, "The truth is, ultimately, almost no one really knows him." And I would get, that's I think that's easy to understand. The guy doesn't let his guard down. He's always kind of being somebody else. Who is the real Donald Trump? I know a lot of the folks who follow him think they know him. Oh, yeah, here's what Donald Trump is all about. I don't think you can really get to know somebody unless you get to know somebody. You know what I mean? You can't make up your mind. All these people, one way or another, as we all do, mostly, yeah, because of social media and the trending stuff.
Or the way we are ourselves.
Yeah.
We make our own judgments based on even just as simple as our mood or attitude at the given moment, what we're personally going through, and then we deflect and project on others.
Okay, so now we'll turn this around. I said we'd have something on Trump and something on Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney said over the weekend, she told the crowd that she's thinking about campaigning for Democrats in November because partisanship has its limits. And she's interested in one race in particular. I wouldn't be surprised to see her run for president, though, frankly. Whether she'd be popular or not remains to be seen. She's not popular in her own district, but that doesn't mean she's not popular in other areas of the country. But she's going to work for people she's had a problem because of people in her party accepting the Trump replay of the 2020 election. And she says it's nonsense, and I think she's right. But she says, I'll stump for Democrats here and there. This is the first time she said that publicly, anyway. She was at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin over the weekend, talking about a gubernatorial candidate from Arizona there, Kerry Lake, who's an election denier. I don't get how. First of all, what does it get you at this point to be an election denier? For God's sakes, it's the end of 2022. It's 2 years. What do you accomplish by, even at this point, if you were right, which you really aren't, but, I mean, I'm for examining the system and the people that I think ought to be held accountable. The folks, I agree. Let's see, how do I word this and I don't get my foot in my mouth? I think there is a problem with the election. Not only that election, but pretty much every election that has had the compounded mail-in, early voting, you don't have to prove who you are to vote. The whole system is compromised. The whole system is a fucata mess. From that point of view, Trump is right. Whether he got the most. See, we get back to, and I think it's gone, maybe the horse is out of the barn here, and we're not going to be able to go back. But it's, you know, we're so crazy in this country when it comes to how to supervise elections, run elections. And of all the states in the country, Florida is the worst. It has always been the worst. It's corrupt. The people who are full-time people that are supposed to be watching this, every year, there are problems with black voters, with accounting for ballots. It's just a mess. And we deserve better than that because we're paying for better than that.
Absolutely. There's a meme graphic going around online right now, and it's saying, take an envelope, put $500 in it, put it in the mail, mail it to yourself, you'll get it back. And if you don't trust that you will get it back, then why are you so okay with a mail-in ballot?
Yeah, hello. Ding, ding, ding. This is it's much more at stake than is the $500. Buffalo Bills, we were talking earlier about the Patriots. I just looked to see who won, and I knew a couple of folks that went to the game. So now there's a big to-do about the Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, who apparently got angry at some of the plays. And he's a very mature. This is really mature. He takes his laptop and smashes it on the bench. That's very mature. What a great example for the fellas on the team. I'm upset about this smash, bash, crash. So the NFL's not too happy. They'll probably suspend him. But come on. You're supposed to be a leader. You're supposed to set an example, you jerk.
Well, there's been other people who... Wasn't Tom Brady in trouble for this when he took a tablet and threw it on the bench or smashed it? There have been other times where they have had an emotional moment and threw down a pricey electronic.
Yep, Yeah. Okay. So let's talk a minute about disasters. And I'm not talking about the disasters that come every year in hurricane form. I'm talking about public health disasters, if we want to call them that. There are some people who refer to COVID as a disaster. I might be one of them because, not because of COVID and what happened, although that certainly was a disaster for the tens of thousands of people that lost their lives, but the way that it was handled and lives and businesses that were ruined because of the way that it was handled. Monday morning quarterbacking being what it is, there's a lot of that going on. And that includes the woman from Massachusetts who is the leader of the the CDC. Confusion, Center for Disease Confusion. So this lady over the weekend, Ms. Walensky, her name is Rochelle Walensky, says the problem in America is underinvestment in public health systems. And because we don't put enough money into public health systems, we will have lots of different problems like the pandemic because it requires lots of money. Well, how much money do you think we put into this lady?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Here's a responder on Twitter said, such a disingenuous abdication of responsibility. She made exactly zero calls for investment during the first part of her tenure, and that's true. So anyway, food for thought, 48 after the hour.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New America. American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Monday's Farm, Food, and Family Department celebrates Johnny Appleseed Day. How about them apples? Get it? Hear what I did there?
Dum-dum.
So, the legend of Johnny Appleseed. How many parents teach their children? I remember my mother reading me the story of Johnny Appleseed, and the book, it was one of those Golden Circle children's books. Did you get those read to you? And they're still around, I know.
Yeah, I remember those. And so he learns about it in school as well, but I don't know if that's something that all students learn in school, because we're in Ohio.
Probably not now.
And it's very prominent for, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana.
Yeah, right. Apple trees moved to the Midwest. So Johnny Appleseed, according to the book that I saw, used to wear a pot on his head. Wherever they get that idea, who knows? Anyway, this is a real human being. This is not like some legend. His real name is John Chapman. He was a nurseryman, and he did go around in the Midwest planting apple trees. He was a conservationist. He's a missionary, and so he's the fellow who's responsible for a lot of the apple orchards that you see around our country, especially in the Midwest. Apples themselves go back to 328 BCE, the Alexander the Great era. He was a dwarf apple eater, and this is in what is now Kazakhstan. So they planted, or somewhere the apples grew. In the 1600s, colonists introduced apples here in North America. The first apple orchard was planted in the Boston area around 1625. And you fast forward to 1774. The man, the myth, the legend was born in September. As a matter of fact, September 26th, legend has it. So that's why today is Johnny Appleseed Day. Planted his first nursery near Warren, Pennsylvania, March 18th, 1845. Appleseed died in Fort Wayne, Indiana, but the legend lives on, right? Plus lots of apple trees. He planted 1,200 acres.
So many. And thank you for that, sir.
Good for him. Apples. Yeah, all of the different hybrids. I don't like Macintosh apples because they're too soft. I like the ones that have that are pulpy and sweet and crisp.
Yeah.
They're some of the newer versions. We have some apple trees on the farm, and I don't even know what kind of apples they are, but they're really good.
Are they red or green?
They're red. And what it's in a pasture, so the ducks and the cows and the chickens eat them all before we get to them, unless we can pick them off of the tree. But I planted a bunch of apple trees here on my the home farm. I got a half a dozen different kinds of apples that will grow. They're not growing fast enough to suit me. I put them next to the peach tree out there. There's another big apple tree, but they're so much fun. They're great. Apples, I have an apple every day of my life, and I think it serves me well, frankly. Coming up in a moment, organic salad dressing and the problem with that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here's the recall of the day, boys and girls. 12-ounce bottles of Whole Foods 365 Organic Caesar Dressing. All right, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back to the store and get your money back.
Another labeling issue.
Yeah.
The back label is for ranch, not Caesar, and because there are some allergens that aren't specified.
Soy, wheat, that kind of stuff, maybe. Anyway, so there's something else to be a thing, it seems like, here where we are. Congratulations to the owner of an NFL team, gave $1 million to Farm Aid this past weekend. That's something that we ought to, we'll get to that. I think we need to talk about that. That's kind of cool. But anyway, but we connect farm, food, and family, so we've done that here. At 58 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.